This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
2 days after Dr. Anthony Fauci said that a vaccine for COVID-19 could be available by the end of this year, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says this morning the race to develop one is looking promising.
It is very credible that we will have the high tens of millions of doses of FDA gold standard vaccine by the end of this year and many hundreds of millions of doses of vaccine by the beginning of next year.
He spoke on Fox News. President Trump's to visit Ohio today, touring a Whirlpool appliance factory before zipping into Cleveland for a fundraiser. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says Tropical Storm Isaias was the strongest weather system to hit that city since Hurricane Sandy in 2012. And this is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
A federal appeals court has ruled that oil can keep flowing through the Dakota Access Pipeline, at least for now. A three-judge panel yesterday throwing out a shutdown order that was issued last month. The court did stand by a March decision that could eventually revoke the Corps of Engineers' permit for the pipeline's Missouri River crossing in North Dakota. Vice President Mike Pence was in Clearwater, Florida last evening, talking with voters as he kicked off his Faith in America tour. Pence telling the pro-life audience they need to stick with President Trump this fall.
The man who is the most pro-life president in American history. I bring greetings from the 45th President of the United States, President Donald Trump.
National Weather Service says it's determined it was an EF3 tornado in North Carolina on Monday night that leveled houses and killed two people during Hurricane Isaias. And this is USA Radio News.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
A legendary newspaper columnist and writer has passed away. With more, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Pete Hamill worked for three New York City tabloids over the last 40 years, but he had a national reputation. He served as editor for the Daily News and the New York Post. He worked those New York City papers during the golden age of the city papers there, as that was the 70s and 80s, where everyone on the subway had one in their hands. Hamill told CBS News in an interview 2 years ago.
You were trying to help the new arrivals to understand the city, and the older people to understand the new arrivals.
Pete Hamill was 84. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
State Department Inspector General Stephen Ockerd is resigning after just 3 months on the job. The department's Inspector General's office said in an announcement that Ockerd will be replaced on Friday on an interim basis by Deputy Diana Shaw. Ockerd accepted the job in May when Steve Linick was abruptly fired by President Trump. Trump fired Linick in May on Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's advice. Linick at the time was leading two investigations into questions about Pompeo's conduct, including one that involved a controversial $8 billion weapons sale to Saudi Arabia. House Democrats heard testimony from multiple department officials about Linux firing and the arms sales. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. That's 800-519-3488. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, you thought it was going to be easy, did you? Boy, do we have our hands full, but fear not. Some heavy lifting is required, but it's a little bit easier if we can get all the people involved, because that's what this country is all about. It's about we the people. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Liz Peek joins us now, Fox News contributor, former top-ranked Wall Street analyst, and Governor Cuomo is inviting her, you know, back to New York. He's going to make her dinner. What a special invitation you got from the governor, huh?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Good morning. You got through. We got through the tropical storm okay. You weathered it out all right.
Yes. New York was actually blasted by this little weird storm that barreled up the coast. Lots of trees down, lots of damage, etc. But that's gone, and now we're down to just the normal everyday storms created by de Blasio and Cuomo. My favorite thing is they're putting up checkpoints to enforce a 14-day quarantine against people coming into the state from other states that have bigger virus problems right now, and threatening $10,000 fines. Now, you just got to sort of shake your head. I mean, the more New York does this, the more they act hostile to people coming in from elsewhere, the more people are going to take away the idea that this is not a place that wants tourism. This is not a place where they're going to go when museums open, which, by the way, is going to happen this month or next month. Mm-hmm. It's just insane. Everything about what's going on in New York right now.
Are they
going
to put you in a hazmat suit right there at the entrance of the museum?
I don't know. But it's typical, and this is not very interesting to your listeners who aren't in this area, but it's typical that de Blasio rolls out this thing, oh yeah, we're going to have all these checkpoints, or maybe it was Cuomo. No one has informed the Port Authority, who actually oversees most of the transportation links into the city, like, for example, the tunnels. So the Port Authority people are sitting there going, wait a minute, what are we doing? How are we supposed to do this? It's completely ludicrous. It's a city completely run by political hacks these days and utterly incompetent people. So, sadly, nothing is going well, including the fact, Bill, and this is serious, because I suspect this is not unique to New York. We are not in New York City. Most of our friends are not in New York City. We've all decamped for wherever you can go elsewhere for the summer and for the virus. But people who are in the city are relaying stories of, for example, in very posh neighborhoods, going to eat out on the sidewalk, as you're supposed to do these days, being surrounded by a group of people, maybe homeless people, they weren't sure, who basically harassed them and stole their food. You are, enjoying a nice glass of wine and a nice dinner in an expensive restaurant on Madison Avenue in the 60s, and they come and take your food. And I think that is sort of the kind of episode, when you hear it, it just sends chills down your spine, because it speaks to an utter collapse in lawfulness, and that's what's happening. I mean, it's, the crime rate in very nice neighborhoods, not just neighborhoods that are typical crime centers, but nice neighborhoods is through the roof.
Yeah, a whole new definition of the concept of fast food, right? Going out the other way.
Yes, exactly. Here today, gone. Yeah. Oops, in a minute.
Exactly. Well, and the other thing, too, it's interesting that, they want checkpoints and to quarantine people for 2 weeks when you've got so many people leaving New York on a daily basis. I mean, the stampede. If you think you're going to come in, you may get stampeded on the way out, or on the way in.
You're totally right, and the truth is people have left. I mean, it's not, and I got to tell you, there are an awful lot of even young people who are buying houses outside the city now. Isn't it remarkable how this virus and then the consequences of the George Floyd riots and so forth have really turned a persistent and quite persuasive narrative on its head, that being that millennials were never going to leave the cities, and younger generations wouldn't even consider living outside the cities, weren't even getting driver's tests because they figured they'd never have to learn how to drive a car.
Exactly.
I mean, it's pretty amazing, right?
Yeah, it's a big shift, no doubt about it. And as you talk about, that welcoming spirit, although some people say welcoming spirit in New York doesn't necessarily go together. Well, that's okay, but there are certain parts that did. But I can say the same thing happening in Hawaii. Here's Hawaii, known as the Aloha Islands, and everything's so sweet and special over there and festive, and here they rely on tourism. But I'll tell you what, they're punishing the tourists. You know what they do now on the quarantine? If you've got like a timeshare, they'll let you in. They do not give you a key. They let you in your apartment, and they take the key away. So you make sure that you stay there for 2 weeks. And then you got to have people bring the food and, like a food tray, like you're in a prison, and, shove it under the door, I guess,
That's nuts.
Aloha. Yeah.
Look, I think we've got problems in a lot of cities. Minneapolis is apparently the city is issuing warnings to people in the city. Don't carry your valuables with you.
I know.
And you know where that I heard that last? That was in Rio. When you're in Rio de Janeiro, that's what your hotel says. Don't wear flashy jewelry. Don't carry anything valuable. Now we have that in Minneapolis.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, can you get your head around that? I literally cannot. Well, and they're okay with it. That's the incredible thing. It's like, that's a good policy because we've just let criminals take over our streets.
Yeah, I mean, after all, we've been watching, for 70 straight nights in Portland, the lawlessness that's going on. I mean, Liz, the country is going to require psychiatric therapy after all this.
I don't know. We are
a mess.
I agree. At the least, they need, baseball. And thank God baseball has started up again. Let's drop the politics of it. I know that for my husband, that is sort of his balm at the end of the day. He can sit and watch baseball and feel like the world will be okay again. But, Bill, here I want to give you and your listeners some good news, because I think we all need some good news right now.
Amen.
And the truth is, the economy just won't stop. And as much as, yes, we're in trouble and the dickering over the incremental relief bill is a very important factor in whether this continues or not, every single economic indicator that comes along, whether it's the purchasing managers indicator of manufacturing or services sector, whatever, everything is better than expected. I mean, there's all kinds of indicators that show that the economy is within a hair's breadth of getting back to where it was before all this began, which really is quite astonishing. And, of course, it drives Democrats completely crazy, which is why the teachers' unions refuse to go back to work, because that's probably the last big hurdle. People can't go back to work unless their schools are open and kids are leaving home. So,
and what these teachers' unions are doing is disgusting in terms of creating a siege work on these other educational opportunities or school systems, these private school systems. They're siege working them because they're not getting any money from the government. They're getting money still, and that's why Betsy DeVos says, hey, maybe we should cut you back because, after all, you're not working. Why are we still paying you, right?
Yeah, they're holding cities, they're holding people hostage is really what they're doing.
Our kids included. More from Liz Peek on the other side of the break. Stay with us. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hey, survival gardeners. Garden soil isn't what it used to be. In fact, many gardens are farmed out and some are functionally dead. That means adding back the right trace minerals to your soil can immediately catapult your garden fertility, which means, quite naturally, better tasting and more nutritionally dense fruits and vegetables. So if you got your garden in late and want to help your fruits and vegetables play catch-up, or you simply want to pour on the trace elements to maximize this year's harvest, I've got good news. It's not too late to give everything you've got growing this year in your garden a powerful, life-renewing turbo boost. And the best part? This unique product creates a type of trace mineral synergy, which means that each mineral and trace element in the formula makes all the other minerals and trace elements much more effective than if they were used alone. Go to cmazing.net to turbo boost your garden. That's cmazing.net. Improve flavor, increase your harvest. Go to cmazing.net.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
19 minutes after top of the hour, a conversation with a Fox News contributor, former top-ranked Wall Street analyst Liz Peek continues. Yeah, we were just talking off the air, you know, these polls are just all over the place. And I think if I read it correctly, Gallup's even backed out of it. I mean, you know, it's like, what do you trust? And what some of the polls, even Rasmussen, have indicated is that people are just, they don't want to admit, they don't want to say anything. They just, you know, there's just so much contention, Liz, that they just rather just, hey, you know, like the old days with our parents, you never talked about politics, never talked about who you're voting for.
Yeah, and, well, I think It is contentious. And more than that, Bill, we all have heard anecdotal evidence of people losing their jobs because they confess, and that's the right word, that they're going to vote for Trump. Very few places in this country can you say that and not fear some sort of retribution. I mean, I have a friend who has a vineyard, and one of the workers went to a Black Lives Matter protest, came back and said, hey, you need to do something to show solidarity with this group. And the people said, hey, we're not political. We never make any kind of political statements. And they started an online campaign boycotting this vineyard. I mean, that's the kind of baloney that's going on. And I think, I think Trump supporters are, and by the way, I meet all kinds of people who you would never suspect of being a Trump supporter.
Right.
And they almost tell me sort of sotto voce, you know, yes, I can vote for Trump. But it's a secret. They're afraid to tell anybody.
Exactly. Yeah, they barely open up the closet door and whisper.
Yeah, what's coming out of the closet? Oh, good
Lord. Exactly. I know this
is crazy,
is it? But, hey, look, at like I said, I had a friend, she's in a bar with some friends just having a drink, and she had a MAGA hat, and this gal comes over and throws a drink in her face.
Oh, I wouldn't even dare do it. I mean, good for her.
Yeah. No.
Not in New York. I tell you what, you literally would put your life in jeopardy.
Oh, yeah, for wearing a red hat. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, I'll tell you, red hats for Nick Sandman worked out pretty good. You know, so far he's got $250,000.
Yeah, wasn't that something?
But,
you know, I think we're in a sad place where people are afraid of expressing enthusiasm for their president, for their flag, for their country. And everyone really just has to resist that. They really have to begin to stand up and say, no, yeah, you know, that's stupid. I'm going back to the Goya guy, he's one of the few business leaders or business people who's had the courage to say, no, it's okay that I visit with the president. He's just president of the United States. Come on. I mean, this is ridiculous. I just hope that sentiment catches on because I do think people are angry about it. They don't like this cancel culture. They don't like people telling us that we have to rewrite our history and accommodate angry voices in besmirching our past. It's preposterous. And I just hope an awful lot of people are willing on November 3rd to go out there and show that they disagree.
Yeah, you know, to your point, Liz, I mean, we're talking about less than 5%, maybe even less than 1%. Is, you know, causing all this ruckus that is going on, and people are cowering. I mean, we talked about how we had to, you know, bend the curve of COVID-19. You know, the fact of the matter is we need to bend the curve on fear. I mean, the fear level is off the Richter scale here right now, and people, like you said, they don't want to talk openly. You look over your shoulder. Yeah, you make a statement like, somebody says, Black Lives Matter. Well, don't all lives matter? I mean, some gal made that, and she, you know, I think she got shot for just saying all lives matter. Yeah.
Isn't it ludicrous? Yeah. Well, again, I mean, I don't think this will last because Common Sense America will stand up and repudiate such nonsense. I think what's tragic, of course, I am sure you saw the poll showing that a very big percentage of Black people want more policing, not less, in their neighborhoods. Who is getting hurt worse by all of this than Black people in their neighborhoods and Black-owned businesses in cities like Minneapolis, which have been trashed? No one's going to come and help them out. No one's going to restore their businesses. And I got to say, that to me is such a tragedy. I'd like to do a really thorough look at what, if anything, this Black Lives Matter protest movement has done for Black Americans, because I would contend that it hasn't done much.
There is polling to that point, exactly, Liz, that it has not. Black America says, no, this is bogus. That's why they're stepping away from it. It's almost, they've really hijacked the concept of Black Lives Matter in order to, you know, be a wedge, a force of wedge, you know, between the people to bring on their Maoist and Marxist ideas. I mean, they've made it clear they want to, you know, defund police. They want all this, they're taking over education. Church is gone. God, the Bible, it's all out of here. I mean, this is, you're talking the yellow brick road directly to communism. Don't pass go, collect $200.
Yeah, and yet so many establishment voices, not just politicians on the left, I mean establishment Democrats, but also, you know, the media people, the people that run the media and so forth, they're all buying into it. And it that is alarming to me. By the way, on the primaries, interesting to note,
I was going to ask
and,
you about
and
that.
I think a very worrisome note, that the Democrats had yet another establishment, longtime politician, Democrat representative, tossed from his position in Missouri by another Justice Democrat candidate, this person Bush, Cori Bush. And that should be very worrisome to everybody, because the more of those people who get into Congress, the more they push the House in particular now to the left. But I wrote a piece recently about what could happen if the Democrats actually do take over the Senate. And it is a very scary prospect, because the bills that have been passed in the House of Representatives are such a compendium of really far left policies. And that backlog, if you will, of bills that have been passed in the House have basically been stalled by the Republican Senate. If that changes hands, if Democrats also win control of the Senate, there will be a flood of very far left legislation that affects things like banning right to work states, obviously very aggressive elimination of fossil fuels, all kinds of things that will make America less competitive and really dampen our prospects going forward. People should, if they for whatever reason don't like the president, don't want to give money to his campaign, they should at least fund Republican senators, because this is a scary prospect.
Without a doubt. I mean, and it's going to be tough enough if Republicans cannot recapture the House. Donald Trump gets reelected. It's four more years of impeachment and resistance and everything.
Yeah.
And I don't know if America can tolerate this. But what's also shocking is somebody like Rashida Tlaib, you know, for her to win her primary far and away, I mean, running away.
Yep,
after
yep.
all the things that she's done, and you look at it and go, okay, what are the people there in her district seeing that we're not?
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. These strident progressive voices have a very different view of this country. And what is disappointing to me always is we know how the policies that they embrace work out. We can look to other countries which have adopted them. And I'm not just talking Venezuela, which is obviously a catastrophe in every possible respect. But there is no far left leaning country which does well.
I was going to say, do they have a success story?
No, they don't. That's the amazing thing. But of course, for millions of young Americans who've not been taught history, not been taught comparative economic systems, etc., and they've only heard from very liberal teachers about what capitalism means, etc. When Joe Biden talks about ending shareholder capitalism, what is he talking about? This is a system, the capitalist system, which meets out the resources of society in the most anodyne possible fashion, in the most unbiased fashion. It is the marketplace that determines who does well and who doesn't, not some party apparatchik sitting in Washington, which is what Democrats want. They want basically control over the economy. They want to pick the winners and losers. That is a very worrisome thing, because the way those rewards are meted out then make a society inherently corrupt and inefficient. That's what happened in the Soviet Union. It's too bad people don't look at that more, because, look, you know, there was a time when that was a very prosperous or mighty country,
yes.
And yet the inherent corruption of socialism did it in, and it's not surprising to anyone who looks at how that works.
And welcome to the world of mediocrity, Liz Peek. I'll tell
yes,
you, it
exactly.
is a disaster. Thank you, Liz
this
Peek.
Is sponsored by Amazon. School may look different this year, but Amazon still has everything you need, no matter where you're learning. With convenient shopping, low prices, and wide selection, Amazon's Ready for School store is a one-stop shop for digital learning resources and essentials, from pens and pencils to tablets and t-shirts. Thanks to Amazon Smile, customers can complete their school shopping while giving back to those in need, all at no cost to you. Colleen Waldron, Amazon spokesperson, discusses ways to donate.
Amazon Smile is a simple way to give back for those who want to make a difference without an added expense. Start your shopping at smile.amazon.com, and a portion of the purchase price of eligible items will be donated to your selected charity, with over 1 million charities to choose from. For those who want to make a monetary donation, you can do so with any Alexa device. Simply say, "Alexa, I want to make a donation," to get started.
Visit smile.amazon.com/readyforschool to give back while checking off your school supply list.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
2 days after Dr. Anthony Fauci said that a vaccine for COVID-19 could be available by the end of this year, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says this morning the race to develop one is looking promising.
It is very credible that we will have the high tens of millions of doses of FDA gold standard vaccine by the end of this year and many hundreds of millions of doses of vaccine by the beginning of next year.
He spoke on Fox News. President Trump's to visit Ohio today, touring a Whirlpool appliance factory before zipping into Cleveland for a fundraiser. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says Tropical Storm Isaias was the strongest weather system to hit that city since Hurricane Sandy in 2012. And this is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
I'll tell you, life experience these days, bringing that into focus and helping you understand how important freedom is. I know there's some people that are willing to give that up without even realizing, as we were just discussing with Liz Peek, which is really scary because these kids have been indoctrinated, clearly. And if you think not, look at those arrests, the recent arrest, I think it was like 18, 19 people were arrested in Portland. Almost a dozen were teachers. So what does that tell you? These are people associated with Antifa. They are teaching and indoctrinating our kids. Great to have you with us right now, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. And Vince Ellison is with us. He is the author of the book, The Iron Triangle, Inside the Liberal Democratic Plan to Use Race to Divide Christians and America in Their Quest for Power, and How We Can Defeat Them. Vince, good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Bill, I am doing great. Thanks for having me this morning.
Well, it's always great to be talking. You know, I see this. I have this picture of you here, when they bring up my notes, and you've got this big Herman Cain kind of smile. And when I first saw that, it reminded me of Herman Cain in a very warm way. You know, we just lost him, as you know, to COVID, but he also had, which I thought was interesting. You know, the big headline was he succumbed to COVID, but he had been dealing with stage 4 lung cancer for a number of years and didn't even know it, because when I met him and we had a little bit of a conversation here in March of this year, what a great guy. He always appealed to me. I loved his conservative values. I think, his 999 plan was something that it had some traction. It made a lot of sense to people. But, of course, sometimes the things that make so much common sense in our government, get tossed aside. But I'll tell you, if we had embraced 999, we'd be moving, before COVID, we'd have been moving in a direction to, balance our budget. What a novel idea, right?
Well, yeah, and Herman Cain and John Lewis are two bookends of history now. They're to the opposite sides of the pole. Mm-hmm. But you see who the left is really glamorizing. You know, John Lewis, may he rest in peace, was a person that always saw the flaws in America, protested, believed that people should be fighting and arguing in the street. Whereas Herman Cain had this optimism about it, that he had this absolute belief in God, and because of his belief in God, he had his belief in America, as I do. And that's why I tell people I'm the happiest guy in the world.
Amen.
It's this concept that I have, Bill, that I'm sure you have too. And that is that fear is not of God.
Yes.
More than anything in the Bible, he tells us to fear not.
Mm-hmm.
He tells us, you know, no giant can defeat you. You are not a victim. You are a victor. The devil is defeated. He tells you, go ahead. You already have the victory. So when I see these young people marching and angry and burning buildings, screaming, no justice, no peace, and yet they profess to be Christian.
Mm-hmm.
When I see ministers, self-proclaimed ministers of God out there marching to try to get other men to reaffirm who they are, asking man to affirm them instead of having God affirm them. You see this double-mindedness that has drawn us into this cultural flux that we're in. Black preachers or preachers in period walking around supporting people that want to end the life of the child.
Yes.
Supporting lifestyles that are against the word of God, supporting not allowing young children to even pray in school. See, this is ridiculous, and this is why you see us in such turmoil now. At the beginning of your life, the fear of God is the beginning of all knowledge. And right now we have an apostate ministry going around, especially in the black community. And Herman Cain, like me, understood that if you believe in God, you walk around in this world with nothing to fear. No man is above you. No man is below you. And you around with absolute certainty that tomorrow is going to be okay, and if not, you're going to see God, and that's okay too.
Yeah, amen. We're on streets of gold there, buddy. Well, you know, the thing is, Herman Cain and yourself, Martin Luther King, when you talk about America and the foundation that gives us so much hope and opportunity, Martin Luther King Jr. saw that, he didn't want to destroy it. He just wanted to be included. You know, how do we get included? How do we have a fair shot at the opportunity? And when I talk about we, it wasn't just about blacks, because it's about everybody. Because when there is an exception to the rule, we all lose in the process. And this is what Martin Luther King Jr. Professed. It's what he lived for. It's what he died for. Equality, because that's the Father's heart, is that we're all equal. We're the same blood under God. But no, you know, for political purposes and meanness and this idea, because they know not God. That's why they speak the way they do. They're not peaceful. They're not trying to elevate people, Vince, you know, like you or Herman Cain or Martin Luther King Jr. That's what we wanted to do. And here you've had black leadership since then, sadly, did not understand what Dr. King was doing. He wasn't looking to obliterate. He was looking to reform so that all would have opportunity, right?
Well, yeah. One thing we have to start doing, we have to change the way that we think. And we have to stop being so concerned about how man feels about us and worry about who we are trying to affirm. Who do we need our affirmation from?
Mm-hmm.
We need our affirmation from God.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is what I tell people. If you want to be successful in America, there's three things you should do. And there's only really three. Number one, get yourself a vocation where you are so good at what you do. The color of your skin does not matter. Doctor, lawyer, bricklayer, electrician, HVAC guy, doesn't matter. If you're good, they're going to hire you and they're going to give you their money.
Yeah, cream always rises.
Second, whatever your religion, Christian, Muslim, Jew, practice it. Because if you're a man of the book, I found that if you really practice your religion and you do it well, you're a good person. Thirdly, and this is just as important as the last two, you arm yourself with knowledge for the smart man and a gun for the fool. And you walk around in your country and you protect your unalienable rights that God gave you and don't expect anybody else to protect them but you. You protect your family, you protect your property, you protect yourself because you are here to do God's will.
Mm.
We spend too much time concerning ourselves with what other people think about us. And we spend too little time being concerned about what God thinks about us. I do not march to ask man to affirm me whatsoever. I will not march and demand that government give me my rights because if somebody tells me I cannot vote, they're going to see me there with my sidearm saying, try to stop me.
Right,
I will not beg anyone for affirmation. This is where we fail. We are too concerned about man. We spend too much time in the streets arguing about man where we should be taking care of home. The black community is at the bottom of every socioeconomic statistic in America because we're too concerned, worried about what other people are thinking. Jesus said, if they hate you, pray for them.
Mm-hmm.
If they do you wrong, love them.
Mm-hmm.
He always throws it back to you.
Right.
He said he never ever told anybody to coerce anybody into treating them a specific way. If they treat you wrong, just step back from them and let your light shine.
Exactly.
He said, let your light shine. So all this stuff about coercion, fighting, marching, burning, looting is covetousness. It is envy. It's hate and it's pride.
Yeah, right.
And pride, as C.S. Lewis said, is the most abominable sin. All other sins come from it.
Right.
And the black community and these leftists are full of it. They want what you got. They don't think you should have it, and they don't want to work for it.
Well, Vince, the polling is saying
where all this hatred comes from.
Exactly, and the polling is saying this Black Lives Matter movement. Now, I understand it's two movements. You've got the anarchist side, the militant side of BLM, and then you've got the other side that, you know, wants to say, look it. But I think that they're not really quite understanding, to what you're saying. Is that if you're focusing on one aspect, then you're just participating in the divisiveness that the Democratic Party has thrown out there. It keeps dividing us. It doesn't bring us together. And people who've tried to bring the concept together are just saying, yeah, Black Lives Matter, and so does my life, you know. So do all lives matter. They don't want that muted in any way, and then all of a sudden, you know, here they are emotionally becoming militant. And defeating the whole purpose of bringing, you know, some substance and something of value to this campaign, right? We got about 30 seconds left.
Well, you know, these people, I know exactly what they're doing. They are bent on destruction. If we believe in God, we must also believe in Satan. And what we do, we a lot of times attribute our own morality to their morality. We project. Because you're a good person, you think some of them might be good people. They know exactly who they are. They're anarchists. They are traitors and they are murderers.
Yeah.
And when we see them like that and we know that they are our enemy,
exactly.
We know how to attack.
Got to go to break. We've got more from Vince after this. Stay with us.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. 2.625 with a 2.64% APR. Incredible, with no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.625 with a 2.64% APR. Incredible. These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.625 with a 2.64% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT, as in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 117-12. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-D787. An Equal Opportunity Lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-501-HIT for more information.
Package start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Hinton.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as $1 a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Novel ideas, huh? Wouldn't you want your kids to hold on to values and service and the American way of life, these values that have been handed down through decades and through generations? This is what we're fighting for. And fortunately, a majority of Americans still understand that today, and I'm grateful for it. But now more than ever, you can no longer remain the silent majority, because what's happening is Antifa, the militant side of Black Lives Matter, all this chaos that's happening in the street of Americans. Sadly, some people are thinking that's the order of the day, and somehow that makes sense in a 21st century America, which you know in your heart of hearts it doesn't. But all it takes is good people not to say anything to allow this to be overwhelming us right now. We've got Vince Ellison joining us. He is the author of The Iron Triangle. If you've not read this book, you need to read it. He's done such a stellar job on this book, Inside the Liberal Democratic Plan to Use Race to Divide Christians and America in their quest for power, and how we can defeat them. Vince, always good to have you with us. Welcome back. How are you, sir?
Bill, I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me. You know, I'm sitting here in the greatest country in the world, and people try to make me feel oppressed.
Yeah.
And it just doesn't work. I'm not oppressed. I'm a child of God. I'm not a victim. I'm a victor. So, yeah. I feel so sorry for them as they walk around here with this anger and this vitriol, not knowing the peace of Jesus Christ, not knowing the peace of God, angry, burning buildings, looting. It's really a sad, sad situation, but they're not going to defeat us. We have already won. Mm-hmm. That's what I want your listeners to understand. This is not unto death. This is a time that we're going to walk through, and we're going to look back on it and say, thank God we made it through it.
Amen. And that we're all the stronger for it. If we hold on to God and do it God's way, you're exactly right, that it is God that encourages us, not radical, chaotic anti-Americans that are into steal, kill, and destroy. And this is what's happening, and people need to discern, you know, the force that is behind this insanity that has enveloped our country right now, along with COVID-19, right?
Well, this is madman to get more madman. And you know, the hysteria is contagious. Mm-hmm. They also know that. But we have to always keep our eye on the prize and understand that this enemy uses race to divide us. But the enemy isn't race itself. Mm-hmm. You have good people, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, Jewish, it doesn't matter. But these people will use race. And they will try to tell all black people and all white people are terrible, especially all white Christians, all white conservatives. They'll try to turn Hispanics against black people. They'll do all of this, but we will have to look for the common denominator. And the common denominator is our love for each other and our belief in Jesus Christ, our love of our God.
Exactly.
You know, I grew up understanding this, and the success that my family, I and all my friends have had is based on that. And it really hurts my heart. But I understand that this is an opportunity for people like you and for people like me to go and do our part now.
Yes.
One of the biggest tragedies of this time, Martin Luther King Jr. said that in the 60s of the Civil Rights Movement, he said that history is going to record that we not only have to repent from the children of darkness, the evil deeds, we have to also repent from the children of light because they did not speak up.
Exactly.
And we have to start speaking up. And as a black man, I'm saying that these people do not speak for me. They do not speak for most black people in America. BLM is a Marxist organization. Their job is to come in and try to destroy Christianity, which is the foundation of this nation. And they know that they can do that. If they destroy America, they can also destroy the rest of the world.
We have
to understand that this is a fight against good against evil. Period.
Right. Exactly.
Period.
It's a globalist takedown. There's no doubt about it. Vince, for you, you say you grew up this way. When did you realize that the Democrats have used, and if anything is systemic, it has been the Democratic plan to use race to divide America? When did that realization come into focus that you finally realized somebody flipped the light switch and you said, oh my gosh, this is the source of the racial unrest?
I was running for Congress in 2000 against Jim Clyburn, who is now the whip for the Democratic Party. Jim's been there almost 30 years now, but this is 20 years ago,
right?
2000. And when I went to black ministers seeking their support, and I told them about what the Democrat Party was doing, because when I looked at their party platform and I saw that they were for that they supported abortion,
yes, even then,
and that they were against school choice, pulling prayer out of school, those things. And I said, well, the black pastors can't know this. You know, this is before everybody had the internet, iPhones, and things. This is the late 90s. So I'm going to go and tell these guys about this. And when I tell them, I know they're going to see the light. They're going to come to my aid. Man, when I went down there and started talking to these guys, they knew it, and they did not care. They were concerned about one thing. How much money was I going to pay them? That's all. I would talk about abortion and the murder of children. They didn't care. I would talk about school choice and how we could hook our children back to Jesus Christ, let them pray and make men out of them. They did not care. I would talk about welfare reform, how we can start bringing the black family back together. They did not care. And I understood that the black church was the foundation, the pinnacle of a black society. And when I understood that these guys had actually thought, I mean, look, to a man, it was like, it was absolute. It wasn't like there was some that said yes and some that said no. And before then, Bill, my father had told me when he saw I was going into politics, and my dad had been into black gospel music. He was a gospel music DJ and dealt with black preachers a lot, and he had been in gospel singing groups and whatnot. He told me, and I have this in my book. He said, son, I raised you to respect the church and to revere the black ministers. Now I got to tell you the truth about this. And he said, you trust a bootlegger before you trust a black minister.
Wow.
He said that they are the crookedest profession in America. And I looked at my dad and I was shocked. He said, you understand me now? And I was like, oh, daddy's tripping. So I went out there and I found it to be true. And I understood why black people were such terrible, terrible trouble, because you had black ministers that on Sunday would tell you to follow the word of God, and then on Monday they would go out and support people that were undermining. And they were doing it almost absolutely, and it was really a shaking experience for me.
I bet.
But then when I studied the Civil Rights Movement and saw that it went all the way back to there, that when you had these communists and these Marxists involved in the movement, and it's documented that John F. Kennedy took Martin Luther King Jr. in the Rose Garden. He said, look, we're doing this civil rights legislation. We're going to do the march in Washington, but you got communists in your organization that have to go.
Yes.
And King denied that they were there. And whether he knew it or not before then, he knew it then. And but according to the books that I've read, he did not kick them out. They remained, and they infiltrated the black church. They brought in this terrible black liberation theology that told us that Jesus was despised and hated. Therefore, we are despised and hated. Mm-hmm. That we are the lowest of the low because Jesus was the lowest of the low, and that he would identify with us. And it made black people start feeling less than in their own country. And most of it came from the black church. And that's why you saw so many black people start leaving the black churches, start going into integrated churches.
Exactly.
They wanted to be subjected.
Because they knew the difference between the lie and the truth. And the lie was becoming more and more obvious, and they were discernible enough to realize that that was the case. Vince, you say the politicians have been paying off the pastors. So you're saying that, you know, whether you call it a tithe or whatever, but these politicians have bought off members of Jesus Christ Church.
Yeah, and this isn't strange, is it? But Bill, you know your Bible like me, and you know that during the time of Jesus Christ, when he came about, his anger was focused on the Pharisees and the Sadducees. These guys were grabbing Jews and taking them to the Romans to have them killed.
Yeah.
They had sided with the Romans. Against their own people. And this is why all of Jesus' disciples were in the street. He didn't go to the synagogue to get his disciples. Matthew, Peter, all of these guys would say, I'm not going to be a part of that. Because they knew that these guys had sold the Jewish people to the Romans. And Jesus went straight to the street, started preaching, and when he went off, he would go off on the Pharisees and go off on the Sadducees for what they had done to his people, the false religion they were teaching them. And he said, and he told his disciples that there will be some that will come in my name that are going to do great work and going to be so good that they could fool the very elect, that there would be many that will come.
Yes,
and
exactly.
His disciples asked him, Lord, how will we know them? He said, you will know them by their fruits. He didn't say by their works, by what they do. He said by what they produce.
Mm.
Look at the balance sheet. And he said, you will not get good fruit from a rotten tree, and you will not get bad fruit from a good tree. Eat the fruit, and the tree will be like the same kind. If you look at the fruit of the black community, if you conclude that it is rotten, then you have to also conclude that the tree that it came from was rotten. And right now, the black community is in utter turmoil. You're seeing a genocide, a cultural genocide happening in the black community now, where people have actually turned against Christ. Black Lives Matter is a Marxist movement, anti-Christian. Yeah, you will see black preachers marching with an anti-Christian organization. That makes no sense, Bill.
Exactly. Well, it makes no sense.
Black marching with them.
Yeah, it makes no sense that they've aligned themselves with Planned Parenthood, the very organization that planted their buildings in the midst of poor America amongst black communities, and why you have somewhere of, 35-40% of abortions are affected on black Americans. I mean, this is a Holocaust, a modern day Holocaust, and anybody that brings that up, Dr. Ben Carson brought it up, and they all but wanted to tar and feather him for doing that.
Yes, and then they deflect and say that it's white people, that it's conservative. That's the other thing. They won't take responsibility. They always deflect.
Exactly.
And they'll say, Donald Trump, this is a Republican. There are no Republicans that run any part of the black community.
Exactly.
The Democratic Party controls all of it.
Got to leave it there until we meet again. Vince Ellison here on Bill Martinez Live.
With gun theft on the rise, it's crucial that law-abiding citizens hide their guns from criminals who are now becoming desperate. Learn exactly how with the newly updated Hide Your Guns e-manual, written by a former U.S. Special Forces officer who now reveals his field-tested secrets. Whether it's sneaky ways to hide your guns in plain sight or using extremely clever hiding places that even skilled thieves will never suspect, learn how to hide other valuables too, like cash, gold coins, credit cards, so that they're safe from thieves but back in your hands instantly when needed. All this week, get 4 free bonuses when you order. Gun Debate Bootcamp, How to Argue with Liberals About Guns and Win Every Time audio program, our No BS Home Defense Report, the best-selling Your Home, Your Fortress e-manual, and a special mystery bonus worth $25. Go to hideyourguns.com. That's hideyourguns.com. Don't let your guns be stolen and used in a crime. Go to hideyourguns.com.